there is only one recognition, and that's the recognition that whatever is arising as a point of view within the view of clarity. So there's one recognition, and that applies to all experience. It doesn't matter how we describe what's going on. The same basic recognition can always be applied. And when you relax for a short moment, you can instinctively recognize the nature of whatever experience is going on, whatever description, whatever label, whatever concept is there about what's going on. All of them arise spontaneously, and then they resolve naturally, without anything needing to be done. In the same way, a knot in a snake undoes itself. All perceptions have exactly this same fundamental nature. They appear, they're noticed, and then they resolve naturally. So just by having this most basic and simple of recognitions, and then applying that to our everyday lives, this is the birth of true wisdom, compassion, and understanding for ourselves and everybody else. Now, the key here is really to apply this to our everyday lives. And this is what the teaching is about. It's about taking these short moments, a short moment of relaxing and allowing whatever's going on just to go on as it is, to be however it is, not pushing anything away, not avoiding anything, not impulsively acting everything out either, but just allowing it to be how it is without doing anything with it, just for a short moment. Just a split second, to relax and allow everything to be just as it is. So the teaching is that instruction to take these short moments and then to repeat that recognition, repeat that short moment whenever you're naturally reminded. And then to repeat it again and to repeat it again. And the point of this repetition is to see that whatever arises, whatever situation you're in, whatever circumstance, whatever experience, it has the same fundamental nature. It's a point of view arising spontaneously and then resolving spontaneously. The point of view is anything we can experience. It doesn't matter what we label it. So money is a point of view, hope is a point of view, physical pain is a point of view. Now, as soon as we focus in on any single point of view, there's tension. There's this feeling of awkwardness. There's this feeling of things being somehow wrong. There's a feeling of stress, of tension, of unease, of dis-ease. As soon as we relax and notice this wide open clarity, there's immediate relief. It really is that simple. Now, the reason I know that there is this immediate relief is because I tested this out in my life with whatever was going on. So when I was feeling miserable, I just relaxed and I allowed that to be there for a short moment, and I noticed that clarity was present as this point of view of feeling miserable. When I was feeling happy, I tested it out then. Well, what happens? I'm going to allow this feeling of being happy just to be there, just to be as it is, and to see that clarity is to be found in this point of view of being happy. So clarity didn't depend on how I was feeling. I tested this out when I had physical pain. Can I allow this physical pain just for a short moment, just an instant, to be as it is, and notice that clarity is present as this sensation in my body? And there it was. I was noticing that clarity was always there. I was testing it for myself to see that clarity was the essence and basis of all of my experience. Is this actually the way it is? Because that's the only way that you'll become convinced for yourself, is to test it for yourself in your life. When you're feeling embarrassed about something, when you're feeling like you've made a mistake, when you're feeling that things aren't going well, when you're feeling that the whole of the world is just a complete lost cause, all of these are points of view arising within clarity. As soon as you focus in on one of them, then there isn't this balanced view to really see how you can spend your time and your incredible skills that we all have in the most effective, beneficial way. It's like putting on a pair of blinkers and just narrowing down your vision to this tiny point. As soon as you relax and notice clarity, there's this breadth of vision that is the broadest of all possible perspectives, because you see all of the points of view for what they are. Now, it doesn't mean that we dismiss them. It doesn't mean that we suddenly start living in a la-la land where everything's wonderful and it's all fine, because, you know, we look outside and we can see so many problems. We can see so many things in the world that are causing so much suffering. And I share my experience, and you know, as a young man and as a teenager, I was very, very idealistic, and I went on lots of different marches and campaigned for lots of different things, and went on anti-war demonstrations, and felt very strongly about these things. For me, as a young boy, it was just so obvious. Well, you know, war is wrong. How could it possibly be right? And I went and I shouted and I demonstrated, and I felt very passionate about this. And then I began to get involved with groups that were also trying to mobilise people in this anti-war movement. And it was really interesting, because these groups of people campaigning for peace were not full of peaceful people. They were full of angry people, they were full of sad people, they were full of people feeling incredibly frustrated, they were full of people who felt hopeless. And I began to see that this sense of hopelessness set in for myself as well. It began to feel that, well, whatever I did, it didn't really seem to make any difference. The wars were still happening. You know, all the terrible things that I could see going on in the world were still going on, and it did seem like I couldn't do anything about it. And so the years went by, and I just kind of got so disillusioned with all of that I pretty much gave up on it. I could still see all these terrible things going on in the world, but I just felt really, well, what on earth could I do? And then what I began to see is that as I emphasised clarity in my life, just my normal everyday life, dealing with my things that I had to deal with on a very, very personal level, just the people that I was dealing with in my everyday life, when I saw that by me making this really simple choice to emphasise clarity for short moments and not just the points of view, there was this shift in the way that I was relating to people. There was this shift in the way that I was relating to myself. So instead of continually criticising myself for what I was doing wrong, for the mistakes that I thought I was always making, for not being good enough, for always saying the wrong thing, for never quite being the way that I wanted to be, I could see that I could allow all of these points of view to be as they were. So I didn't actually have to buy into them. I didn't have to give them this weight and power over me that they seemed to have. And what I began to see was this just really gentle shift by being compassionate and gentle with myself just for a short moment. Then I could actually be compassionate and gentle with other people. Because what I'd found was that I'd created this way of relating that, because I was so focused on the faults and the limitations of myself and seeing what I'd done wrong, that was the default way that I related to everybody. And if people weren't polite to me or weren't nice to me, then I became very skilled at telling them exactly what I saw was going wrong with them. Very, very sharp tongue, very critical, and I could do it in a way that other people around thought was very funny. But it was a defence mechanism to make myself feel okay, was to really come down hard on other people, to try and make myself feel like, well, I wasn't quite so bad because I could completely cut this other person down to size, and, well, then, you know, then we're kind of both on this lower level. And what I began to see was that as I made this choice to rely on clarity, it became obvious the pain and the suffering that I'd been putting myself through by emphasising my points of view. And it was obvious because every time I did it, there was that tension. There was that sense of unease. Every time I relaxed, there was a sense of openness. It didn't matter what the situation was. It didn't matter whether I was on my own thinking about something that I should have done or should have said, or whether I was with a group of people and all of their points of view. As soon as I relaxed and relied on clarity, there was the ease. But more than the ease was the ability to respond in a really sensitive, compassionate way in that situation. That was that ability that I'd always been looking for. I'd always wanted to feel comfortable and confident and know that I could be with anybody and be relaxed and carefree, but not in some wishy-washy state, but actually really firm and to make things clear when they needed to be made clear, to stand up in a way that could actually make a difference. And so what I began to see was how important this simple choice was. That this choice was the most effective way that I could actually make a difference in the world.